life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, my heart sank with fear, and my desperate cry rang out with fright. All I could see was no hope inside. With faith all but gone, that's when I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Oh, and he made a way where there was no way that I could see. When I drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Now old Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? Oh, I knew my destruction was a matter of time. Oh, but Jesus appeared and said, this one is mine. Now I'm safe from all harm since he walked through the storm. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Yes, he came looking for me. Where there was no way that I could see. And when I drifted far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. And one night while on life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, and my heart sank with fear. Then my desperate cry rang out with fright, for all I could see was no hope in sight. Oh, with faith all but gone, that's when I met the one who came looking for me. Yes, he came looking for me.
Hallelujah.
He came looking for me. That's when he made a way when there was no way that I could see.
No way I could. Hallelujah.
Oh, when I drifted far, still Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me.
Listen to the words of this.
I wish you could go on with that, but we'll go back in a little while, okay? We'll go right back and hear a little more of that. Bless you, my dear friend. Bless you. We come today with a broadcast that, or telecast, broadcast both, that I really believe is going to be a real blessing. I am excited. I'm going to do a program. I've never done this before on this book, The Masterpiece. The Masterpiece. Now, I'm not bragging on the book. The Masterpiece is the book of Revelation. Not my book, but the book of Revelation. But we're going to do a program on it and talk about some of the highlights that's in this book, because you need this book. I'd like to get 1,000 copies of this in homes all over Christmas and get people studying the book of Revelation. I'm telling you, when you study the book of Revelation, it'll change your life. It'll change your life. It is the last book of God's revelation. Now, the last book of God's revelation, when we say last, we don't mean something old and something outdated. We mean the finishing of the book. The finishing of the book of Revelation. That's what the book of Revelation does. The finishing of the Bible, I should say. The finishing of the Bible. And that's what the book of Revelation is. It's the finished book of the Bible. Let me get this into the middle. It's the finished book of the Bible. And you need to study the book of Revelation. This book will help you study it. I believe it's the best book out there on the book of Revelation. And I wrote it under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I knew I was led by the Spirit of God. I knew it wasn't the wisdom of Joe Chambers. Really, it wasn't. It was not the wisdom of Joe Chambers. It was the work of the Lord. And I think of several things that's in my book that's not in other books on the book of Revelation. The 12th chapter of Revelation is a picture of the church. But most of the church world tries to make it a picture of Israel. And then you've got the great resurrection. There's seven aspects to the first resurrection. But most people don't believe that. And they get all excited and upset when you try to tell them what's in the book and what's in the Bible. I mean, if it's in the Bible, that settles it. If it's in the Bible, that settles it. And I know it's there. I wouldn't put it in my book if I didn't. And I want you to have a copy of this book. I want you to use it as a Christmas gift. You've been buying things that don't mean nothing. They're over and people forget about them in a few weeks. And a lot of people never even use what they get as presents. How many have we got at our house that we could never have an opportunity to use? And I'm grateful for everything anybody's ever given me. But I want you to give books that really will change somebody's life. They will make a difference in their life. And I hope you will get that. And I hope you will make that a part of your Christmas season this year. We got quite a few copies here. And we would love to have you to have a copy. They sell for $20. It's 300 pages. It's a hardback book. Listen now. It's a hardback book, not a softback. I mean, it really is a quality book. And it is a great book with a lot of wonderful things in it. Now, let's go to what the book of Revelation is all about. The book of Revelation is, as I said earlier, the finish of the Bible. The final chapter of the Bible. The final revelation from God. I mean, if God's given you revelations in the 66 books in the Bible, do you just take the first 65 and throw the number 66 out? Or do you see it as a book of grave importance? You better see it as a book of grave importance if you respect God and what God is saying. So let's talk about the book of Revelation today. I will take your questions and we'll open the lines immediately. You know, our phone number is always available to you and we never, never pick through the phone calls. We give every one of you a chance to call and I'll try to answer everybody. There's the number again. I'll just take a moment. 704-394-1588. 704-391-0588. Did I say something different than that? I'm not sure. 391-0588. The area code 704. And then a toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. And of course, you've got the international number, and then you've got my email. And we will go to the email in a few minutes and see if you have a call there. I've already got one text question, by the way, and I will get to that as we move along. And you know, I'm really anxious that you ask anything you feel about the book of Revelation. What do you really think about this book? What has people said to you about this book? What kind of negative thoughts have you heard from people about this book, the book of Revelation now? What kind of things have you heard that tells you you ought not to read it? Like it's too hard, it's too mysterious, it's full of mysteries, it can't be understood. It takes some special understanding to understand the book of Revelation. Well, I don't believe none of that. I believe it's a pure book. It's easy to understand, and if you have a trouble, that's what I wrote my book for, to help you understand a common look at the book of Revelation, a down-to-earth look at the book of Revelation. Now, I really, really want you to have it. It kind of centers around the theme. Let me go here to a timeline that I have done. Listen, look at this timeline, the end time model. the end time model. The book of Revelation is in the center. The round egg-shaped circle in the center. And the whole Bible wraps around. It starts with Genesis and goes all the way around to Revelation itself. And this is an end time model to help you understand the book of Revelation. Do you understand that? It is for the very purpose of helping you understand the book of Revelation. I'm going to stand that model 8.5 by 11 in color, just like you saw, free to everybody who calls and gives us your name or your name and address. Okay? Everybody will get a free copy of that 8.5 by 11 in color timeline that you just saw me put on the screen. It's to help you understand the book of Revelation. It is a beautiful outline. And I did this with an event with our ministers, a teaching event at a retreat we had. And it was a thrill to lay it out and to see how beautifully the whole Bible fits the model of the book of Revelation. It really does. It really does. And I want you to have that model, even if you don't order the book. But if you get the model, you'll want the book. I believe that. Because the whole purpose is to help you understand the book of Revelation. Let me read you something exciting. Just get started. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of from God out of heaven. Coming down from God out of heaven as a bride prepared for her husband. As a bride prepared for her husband. What a picture. What a picture. And I heard a voice, a great voice, saying out of heaven, saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men." Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Listen, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, a book that says something like that, if you would not want to read it and study it, then I don't understand. That just makes it come alive for me. God says, "I'll be your God. I'll be with you, and you'll be with me. And we'll have an eternity together, an eternity together with God and with his angels, with Jesus Christ, with all the saints of God, with the Holy Spirit, with all the blessed people of our Bible." I mean, you'll get to see Peter and James and John. You'll get to see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You'll get to see David and Solomon and the great prophets, the great kings, the great men of God. You'll get to see Noah. Hey, how about that? You'll get to see Enoch, who was caught up with God. Oh, friend, you just don't want to miss being there. Wow, I can hardly wait. I've been so hungry for heaven. I've been wanting to see and know and give you a picture of heaven. I've just been starving to be able to give people a better picture of heaven. And to get their eyes off this world and to get their eyes on the great God, Jehovah, and the great kingdom of God and the great things that are ours in God. What a picture. What a picture. Now, I've written a host of questions that I want to answer, statements that I want to answer for you about this book, The Masterpiece. Some of the things are in it, things that you can learn, things that you can study. Things that you can yourself dig out and make sure you document that they are right in the Bible. Anything I preach, anything I write, anything I say, I want you to document it in the Bible. If I'm not saying exactly what the Bible says, call my hand. You ought to call my hand. The Bible is right. The Bible is infallible. The Bible is pure. And I want you to have that Bible written all over your life. All over your life. Now, whether you're listening to me by radio or by internet or by Facebook, I want you to call a friend. If you're listening by Facebook, just hit that little button that says share. And let it be shared with all your friends. Let everybody out there learn about this book, the masterpiece. Who knows how many of it might want it and might order it and get it in your life. And you can order it today, by the way. The ladies are here, and they'll take your name and order. You want to put it on your credit card, you can. You know, however you would like to have it, you can just send a gift of $20. That's all you got to do. It'll be sent to you if you request it. We want you to have the book. I wish you'd buy a dozen for all your friends. That would be great. That would be great to buy a dozen and send one to your friends. If you're an employer, buy one for all your employees and give them a book for Christmas to read all about the book of Revelation. You might just change their lives. You might have somebody decide, hey, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to have the things of God in my life. Hey, friend, these things are important. Now, let me go through a list of things, and I may not get all of them, but it'll at least get me started. I just said it's the finished chapter of the Bible. It is the finishing chapter of the Holy Bible. The Bible absolutely, absolutely is not complete until you add the book of Revelation. The Bible is not complete if you don't add the book of Revelation. God don't make mistakes in things like this, my friend. God don't do some dumb thing about the last book of the Bible and say, oh, you don't need to read that one if you don't want to. It may be a little hard to understand. Come on, friend. The Holy Spirit will help you understand anything in this Bible if you're hungry enough. Anything in this Bible, you can learn it if you're hungry enough. You really can. So grab your phone and give a call and let me answer that question that's big in your mind. That question that you just don't understand about the book of Revelation. Let me hear from you. The ladies will answer the phone. They'll put you on hold. You can call to get that beautiful timeline. Oh, I'd love for you to have, I want everybody out there to have a copy of that. That don't cost you nothing. A telephone call. And I'll pay for the call if you call the 1-800 number. You know, I want you to have it. I really do. And I want you to order this book for your friends and your family and for your loved ones. Oh, what a gift to give all your children. What a gift to give all your children. So it is the finishing chapter of the Holy Bible. The Bible is incomplete without the book of Revelation. Can you get that? Start saying that to your friends. The Bible is incomplete without the book of Revelation. Tell your preacher that, sir. Pastor, if you don't preach the book of Revelation, you're not preaching the whole Bible to us. How dare you to do your congregation like that? How dare you to cheat your congregation from hearing the last book of the Bible? How dare you? I mean, that's dangerous stuff, my friend. That's dangerous stuff. Now, number two, the seven letters, this is chapter 2 and chapter 3. The seven letters to the church is the last warning that Jesus sent to his church about careless Christian living. Those seven letters in chapter 2 and 3 are the warning, the last warning of Jesus Christ to his church about careless Christian living. Oh, those seven letters, it'll fry you. I'm telling you, if you're not walking with God, you're not living right. It'll alarm you if you're careless and living worldly and carnal. It'll scare you. You don't need to be scared, though. Just get in there and do what it says, and then you have nothing to be afraid of. Okay? So those seven letters in chapters 2 and 3, seven letters to the whole church, for the whole church dispensation, they're just as real today as they were when they were written. They're just as real today as if you lived at Ephesus and you was reading it 1,900 years ago. Just as real if you was living in Laodicea and you was reading it 1,800 years ago. These letters are a warning to the church to live according to the Bible. Now, absolute chronological order. This Bible, the book of Revelation, is absolute chronological order. I mean, all the 65 previous books have different aspects of the end time, different parts of it, different highlight things. But the book of Revelation takes all of those highlights and put them in an order so that you've got the exact chronological ending of the Bible and the chronological ending of our world, the chronological ending of everything in front of us. this world is going to end just exactly like the book of Revelation says it's going to end. Do you get that? That's very important. Now, if you don't understand that, and you don't know the chronological order, then how do you know the time in which you're living? How do you know whether you're living in 150 years before the rapture, maybe 200 years before the rapture, maybe 1,000, or how you might know that you're living right on the verge of the rapture and that you must get things straight in your life? See, that's very important. Chronological order. That's what the book of Revelation is, of all the great end time events. And my book makes that so plain. There is no way you can read this book and not see the chronological picture. There's no way. You'll have a good understanding. You'll know what's happening. You say, I can't understand Revelation, then let me help you. That's all I'm out to do, help you. Open up things to you. That's what a man of God is all about. That's what a preacher is for. A preacher is to make the Bible come alive. The preacher is to make the Bible come off the page and get into your heart. The preacher is to get you understanding what is in front of you and to get you in the middle of what's in front of you. So I hope you will understand what I'm trying to say to you and how imperative and important it really, really absolute chronological order. Tell everybody you see that if you'll study the book of Revelation right, you'll have a chronological picture. See, that's why people get off into mid-tribulation and post-tribulation and post-millennial and all kinds of end-time scenarios that are totally unbiblical. It's because they've never took the book of Revelation in a chronological picture. You take it in a chronological picture, you've got the rapture in chapter 4. You've got the tribulation that starts in chapter 6. You've got all these events just laid out for you where you can see them and understand them. It's a chronological picture of the end time. If you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you'll get a misdirection if you just take that without putting it in the picture with the book of Revelation. If you go to Matthew 24, you'll get the same. You go to Luke 21. You go to Mark 13. You go back in Daniel. I mean, you can go in all kinds of books in the Bible and find all kinds of wonderful things. Every one of them is true. Every one of them is Holy Ghost inspired. But then God sent the book of Revelation to put them in order for you so that you'd have them to look at and to read and to know and to understand. Do you get that? That is so powerful. That is so wonderful to me. I hope it is to you. Maybe it isn't to you, but it sure is to me. What a truth. What a truth. Now, number 4, all of the books in the Bible, all of the books in the Bible, give details. I'm having trouble reading my writing. I'm getting old. You know what I did this week? You know, I failed. I crashed on the sidewalk out here. See my eye? See black? How black it is? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for you to have to look at a black eye this morning, but I've had 1 week. I crashed on that sidewalk. I mean, from my head, my ribs, all the way down to my knee. Oh, brother. And Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, it hit me so hard, I didn't even leave my house on Thanksgiving Day. Didn't get to go to my family get-together because I was just crashed. I'm telling you, I was crashed. I was in pain. But I'm coming out of it. You can tell I'm animated today, and I'm feeling better, and I'm going to be all right. Now, all of the books of the Bible give details, wonderful details. Jesus gives us this book to outline the many beautiful things in all the books of the Bible. And I just already said that, but I'm saying it another way because I want you to get it. Jesus gave us Revelation to take all the books of the Bible and put them in order for us. Like, just amplifying everything any book has said. Every doctrine of the Bible is in the book of Revelation. Every doctrine of the Bible is laid out and pictured for you in the book of Revelation. I mean, I love that. I love the fact that there's no doctrine in the Bible. You can't find it taught in the book of Revelation. Let's take one, for instance, the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, a triune Godhead, one God manifests in three persons, three distinct persons. And you go to the book of Revelation and you see God 30 some times. You see Jesus nearly 30 times, 27 times. You see the Holy Spirit over 20 times. And each time you see them, they are distinct from one another. In these dramas, in these beautiful pictures, for instance, chapter 5, you see God on his throne. And you see Jesus out in the midst of the crowd. And he walks up to the Father on the throne and takes the book out of his hand. Now, you can't doubt the Trinity when you see these dramas in the book of Revelation. This Jesus-only crowd are just so mistaken and so confused and so out of biblical order simply because they don't take the Bible serious like they should. They get off in one little thing and one little thing, one little teaching, and some preacher comes along and amplifies one thing over all the rest, and you got a mess. And we've got a lot of messes in our world today. But the Trinity, beautifully seen in the Bible, the book of Revelation, in distinct order, in dramas, where you've got the different personalities fulfilling different parts, and you see them all individually. Do you understand that? Isn't that picture beautiful? It just makes the Bible come alive, is what it does. It makes the Bible so beautiful. Why do people question this book more than any other book in the Bible? Have you ever wondered about that question? Maybe Genesis would hold a light to how many people question it, but the book of Revelation is probably the worst questioned book in the Bible. You know why most preachers question it? They're lazy. They're lazy. They will not get on their face and stay there studying this book until they understand it. They will not seek the mind of God and seek the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. They want to go guffing. They want to go hunting. They want to go fishing. They want to go do all kinds of things. And nothing wrong maybe with some of those things. I don't know. I'm not a defender of them or a participant in them. I just love the Bible. I just love the Bible. I just love the book. I want to bring you things out of the Bible and change your life. That's what I'm dedicated to. Now, let me stop. I got plenty more to go. But questions. I want to answer your questions. I want to answer your questions. What are you thinking? Maybe I haven't said that you need an answer in. Grab your phone. Come on now. Grab your phone. I want your question. I want to answer it. I want to help you grasp what Brother Chambers is saying. I'm out to teach you. That's all. I'm out to teach you. I want you to be taught, and I truly want you to have this book. I really do want you to have this book. I'm not going to leave you alone now from now to Christmas if you don't order this book. I'm going to keep it in front of you. I'm going to keep it before you. And I'm going to keep asking you to order that book and get it and read it and study it and search it. Not because it's me. Forget my name. Rub it out if you want to. I don't care. Just get in the book and get in the Bible and learn what the Bible is saying so that your life can count for God. It warns us not to question nothing in this Bible. Did you know that? The book of Revelation warns us, don't you change it, and don't you question it, and don't you add to it. The Bible is the infallible book of God, and this book of Revelation really lays that to the metal. I mean, it lays it to the task. Don't question this book. Don't ask questions and say, I don't believe this. I don't believe that. I'm not sure about that. Every word in this book of Revelation is infallible. It's absolute. It's straight from the Heavenly Father, and you should not touch it. You better not touch it. But it does that. It says the same about the whole Bible, that the Bible is the infallible Word of God. That the Bible is the infallible Word of God. Now, the ladies are standing tonight for them to come here and help me, and you don't make them. Now, give them nothing to do. Call them right now and tell them you want that beautiful timeline. Okay, I'm gonna put it in front of you again. Tell them you want this timeline. Let me get this thing right here that I don't hit the wrong thing. I have been known to hit the wrong thing here. Let's see. There we go. I want you to have that timeline in color, 8.5 by 11. It's yours free. All you got to do right now is pick up the phone and call, and the ladies will send that to you. Okay? The end time model. That's the book of Revelation in the middle. The book of Revelation, an egg shaped in the middle, and then you start at the left corner, and it comes all the way around, and you got a picture of the whole Bible. Now, this is the center, is the book of Revelation, and then you start up here in Genesis, and you come all the way around to the ends in the book of Revelation. You need that. It will help you. So get on the phone right now and order that. Would you please order that for me, for you? Not for me, for you. But I want to give it to you. So for me to give to you, I really want you to have it. Grab your phone, 1-800-338. Let me put the phone numbers back up because I got a lot of new people who've never heard me before. I'm sure listening today, watching on Facebook or Internet. There's the number, 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Write them down real quick. Write them down. Memorize them. Do something. JRC@paulcreek.org. I'm really trying to help you. I'm trying to teach you. I'm trying to get truth into your life. I'm trying to change you so that you get heaven on your mind. Get heaven on your mind. Oh, I like that old song. I've got heaven on my mind. Oh, maybe. Oh, that's beautiful. I've got heaven on my mind. Yvette Flores, if you're listening to me, sing that in the morning. I've got heaven on my mind. And I really have. I've got heaven on my mind, and I want to get it on your mind. Now, okay? Are you on the phone now? I want to hear from you. I want my ladies to have a call to send you this free copy of this timeline. Are you answering? Are you calling? I should say, we'll answer. You call. We'll answer. We'll call. We'll answer. You call. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. Now, friends, there's so much in this great book of Revelation. Let me go on a little further. Wait a minute. It proves every truth in the Bible. The book of Revelation proves every truth in the Bible. It really does. It proves every truth that's in that Bible. It makes them so real, you cannot doubt them. It makes the Trinity visible, beautifully, irresistibly visible. You can't be a Jesus only if you read the book of Revelation and take all of it serious. You really can't. Because you see the Father, you see the Son, and you see the Holy Ghost, and you see them in individuality and their individual representation, and there's no way to doubt it. There really isn't. It really isn't. It makes the great tribulation worldwide. Now, this is a good one. Have you been hearing somebody say the tribulation period is only in the area of Israel, in the area of the Middle East? And the rest of the world will know nothing and will not be part of the tribulation period. That is a total, total, total error. There is nothing true about that. That the tribulation period is worldwide. I marked a scripture so that I could make sure you understand that. Let's go in our Bible to the book of Revelation chapter 7. Let me show you what it is saying in chapter 7 verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations, now listen, of all the nations, and kindred, and people, and tongue, of all the nations, the kindred, the people, the tongues, all, A-L-L, four times, You can't minimize that. You can't change the Bible. You can't make the Bible say something different than what the Bible said. The Bible is dependable, friend. The Bible is the pure word of God, my friend. Now, if you have a question about that, that would be a good one to talk about. Now, we're opening the lines. I want to hear from you. I got questions, but I want to hear from you. I want your toughest question. Something that you just think nobody can answer, and I may not be able. I tell you one thing, I'm man enough to say if I'm not able. I'm not no put on. I'm not here to make you think I'm smart. I'm learning every day, I'm telling you. But the Bible is the infallible book. It's a marvelous word from God. It's a glorious truth. It'll change your life. It'll make something out of you that you've never been before. Now call, well, lines are open. Some lines are, not all, but call, you'll get through, and somebody will answer, and somebody will help you, and we'll do our best to be a blessing to you, and I'll try to answer your question, so grab your phone and call. You ought to call and order about 20 books is what you ought to do. I mean, really, you ought to, and give them to all your friends and your neighbors, and just help me get this book in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of homes for Christmas, so that people will spend their time getting close to God. Instead of drinking booze and partying and often in some worldly pursuit. Come on, folks. We're on the edge of time. We're right on the edge of time. This whole thing is fixing to come to a head. Judgment is going to fall. This world is a hellhole. You understand that? It is a hellhole. I told you last week, you may not have heard me, But they did a survey, Pew Research Center did a survey, and they did it specifically with Democrats. And they found that Democrats, all Democrats with a degree of 4 years and beyond, 4 year college degree and up, you know, doctorate on high as they could go, 4 year degree above all the Democrats, 77% of them, 77% of them said that a doctor cannot tell you whether your baby is a boy or a girl. The doctor cannot tell you that because they don't know. You don't go by the anatomy. You go by what's in their head, if they can get a hold of them to put what they want to put in their head, that is. Always, that is. You got to understand, them people are sick. They are so sick, it ain't even funny. They're so sick, it's over sick. It's dark sick. It's terrible sick. And I'm telling you, if ever you've got a hold of God in your life, you better get a hold of him, friend. You better get a hold of him. Spend your time doing something besides looking at the junk and reading junk and get yourself a book that'll change your life. The masterpiece from the book of Revelation. Not my masterpiece, his masterpiece, okay? It is the Bible that's the masterpiece. I just wrote about it. I just wrote about it. And I want you to have it because I want you to learn. And I want you to get your heart full of it. And I want your life to be affected. And let me move on. It makes the great tribulation worldwide. You got that? Did you get that? Did you hear that? I'm trying to give you some highlights. I don't want you to leave this broadcast without knowing. I want you to share it with hundreds and hundreds of others until a lot of people will know it. Until we all make a head, an imprint on a few thousand people. That's what I'd like to do. I'd like to make an imprint on a few thousand people today. I'd like to get this message so far and so wide and so big and so overwhelming. Please share it. Please share it, you Facebook people. Every one of my Facebook people ought to share this. And I got nearly 5,000. And if all of you would share it, realize how many that would be. Some of you haven't even, you ought not even be one of my friends because you don't help me. You don't read what I write. I'm only there and your friend so I can help you and be a blessing to you. Now, let's go a little further. It identifies, if I can read my writing here, it identifies the people, saints, that will dwell in, oh yeah, I like this one. It identifies the people that's going to dwell in New Jerusalem. I got that as a question on text today. Who are the people that will not dwell in New Jerusalem is what my text question said. Well, let me just tell you who will dwell in New Jerusalem. The old-fashioned, utterly given, dedicated beyond measure, godly men and women who are crucified with Christ, who live only for Jesus, who have turned their back on the world and turned their face straight toward Calvary, those are the people that's going to be his bride. His bride is, the Bible says, they are pure, they are blameless, they are holy, they are righteous, they aren't pew warmers, they aren't lazy people. They want people who are so sold out on the world, they don't have time to go to church regular. If they make one service on Sunday, it's their best day. Most days they don't even go. They don't go on Sunday night. They won't go on Wednesday night. They won't pay their tithes. They're just a professing Christian. Hey, I'm going to preach in the morning. I'm going to preach in the morning on the difference in religion and being born again. The difference in religion and being born again. I'm going to do my best to identify what religion is. Then I'm going to do my best what being born again is. I'm going to give you a picture of both and let you decide if you're just a religious person or if you are a born again person. If you are born again and you live the born again life, like the Bible says, live it, you'll be part of the bride. If you're born again and you're careless and you're lukewarm and you have no good works, you don't care about the poor. You don't care about the feeble. Yeah, you don't care about those who've lost family, those who are in prison, those who have no hope. You don't care about nobody but yourself. You're not ready to be part of the bride of Christ. If you're part of the bride of Christ, it's because I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That was Paul, the apostle's words. Do you understand them? That's what it means to be part of the bride of Christ. If you have no good works, if you are just a preacher who God called and you've lived good and you're saved, but you have no devotion, you have no dedication, you'd rather be on the bank fishing than in the house of God preaching and loving Jesus, then you're just going to live, if you're saved, you're just going to live in the nations of the earth. But the bride of Christ is going to live in New Jerusalem. Now, let me help you with that. Everybody that I talk to about this one really gets all befuzzled. They get upset. Me, I'm saved by the grace of God. Sure, I'm going to be in New Jerusalem. Well, what do you think the rest of the world is for then? Huh? What's the rest of the world for? I mean, the Bible says, let me read it to you, and then I'll go to the phone. Well, let me go to the phones first, so I don't lose anybody. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You're on the air. Oh, there you are. You're on the air, please. May I help you? Are you there? Come on, my friend. You there? Are you there? I'm waiting for you. Well, I lost them, so please call again. It may have been my fault. I do want to get them. Call quickly. I'm here to help you. I want you to understand. Now, I told you that only those who are sold out to Christ are going to live in New Jerusalem. Let me tell you how you got to know that. Look at Revelation chapter 21 and verse 24. Revelation 21, 24. And the nations, notice the word nations, of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. That's the city. Shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth, the kings of the earth, these are the nations of the earth, do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into the city of New Jerusalem. See, you got three verses there that deal with New Jerusalem. The gates are open, and the people of the world who don't live in the city are bringing their glory into the city. The kings are bringing their glory into the city. The nations of the earth are bringing their glory. See, it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth full of people. Everybody saved by the blood of Jesus is going to live in the new heaven and the new earth somewhere. In some part of it, under some national leader, under some particular area. Everybody. See, what number? One. Okay. Sorry about that. I missed the person a while ago, and I hate that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, sir, that was my fault on this phone. I hung up. And anyway, I wanted to ask you, when the rapture takes place and catching away, that'll be before the tribulation period starts in 7 years.
Exactly. The rapture takes place. That's seen in Revelation 4. And then in chapter 6, verse 1, the 7-year tribulation period begins.
How long will the marriage supper last when the church is called up? Will it last 7 years and then the bride will come back in the last part of the...
When the rapture takes place before the tribulation starts, the saints will go to heaven. We'll be all together around the throne of God, and there will be a great marriage supper. At the end of the marriage supper, which is 7 years, the same years as the tribulation is on the earth, the marriage supper will be in heaven, and then Jesus mounts a white stallion, a white horse, and we mount white horses with him, and he brings all of the saints, the raptured saints, he brings us all back to the earth, and we're going to set up a kingdom and reign with him 1,000 years.
And I was going to ask you, too, you said something about Jesus will dip his robe on the altar.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You see, the blood of Jesus is on the altar in the heavenly temple. The blood of Jesus was taken to the altar the day he was resurrected. He put it on the altar. Then he came back to meet with his saints. And that blood is still on the altar. And he goes with his outer garment and dips it in that blood, puts it on his own body, and gets on his white horse, and he comes back to the earth. And the reason he dips it in blood is because he's coming to redeem the earth. This is the finishing moment of the redemption of this earth. This whole earth will be redeemed and will become his kingdom, and he will reign 1,000 years on the earth, and we will reign with him.
Praise the Lord. Sir, sir.
Is that going to be wonderful?
Yes, sir, it is. It is. That's, and you explained it good, too. You explained it good. I understand it now.
Yeah, now, will you help me pray that people will get excited about this book? And really, I mean, everybody out there needs a copy of this book. And their people, their kids, we've got to get people in the book of Revelation. We've got to get them heavenly minded. Heavenly minded. This book will make you heavenly minded. It'll make you so anxious to go to heaven that you will hardly be able to wait. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, my friend. God bless you. Now give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Hey, I'm going to my email and see if I have any questions there. Don't believe I do. You know, I get amazed. If I don't look, I have them. If I do look, I don't have them. Isn't that amazing? I don't see any questions. Don't see any questions. All right, today, there's one says Santa Claus. I'm not interested in him. He doesn't have any Bible answers, I promise you. Oh, what a day. All right, no questions there. And, you know, if you have a question, just call me. I will do my level best to answer. In fact, I will love answering you when you call. So I certainly don't see any. Thank you, and God bless you. You know, the Bible is such a great book. I love this Bible. I really do. I love to study it. I hope you're getting excited about the book of Revelation. If I could get you excited about this book, and I could get you digging into the book of Revelation, I guarantee you, in a month's time, you'll be a brand new Christian. You'll be a brand new person. You'll have a fire in your bosom. It'll set you on fire when you go to study and get it. Not just study, but get it. Get in the answers, knowing you got the right answers. Oh, that will be wonderful. Hey, call quickly. Call quickly. I only have about 18 minutes, and I want to answer your question. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You can call that from anywhere, including overseas if you have the international number that goes with it, and you'd have that. It's on our website. Listen, I want you to get ready for Jesus to come. I want you to get in the book of Revelation. I really do. Again, let me promise you, I'm going to give you this timeline to help you understand. And this I'm giving to everybody out there. Let me make sure I hit the right button here. Everybody out there, this timeline, the end time model. That's beautiful color. You can see it's easily readable. It's 8.5 by 11. You can't read it there on the screen, probably. At least I can't, but you may can. But it'll be bigger than that. What is it? Almost, well, at least twice that big. And it's all in color. And it'll bless your heart. And I'm giving it to everybody today that calls. Everybody. Call right now. And you get a free copy. You don't have to buy nothing. If we have your address, okay. If we don't, give it to my lady. And we will bless you with that. If you have a question for me, I'm going to love answering you. I'm going to love answering you. I really am. Let me move on here. It shows a new earth and a new heaven with nations of saved people all over the planet. It shows you a new heaven and a new earth with nations of people living all over the new heaven and the new earth. Now, there is the bride that lives in the city, but only the bride. Oh, you got to be a sold-out saint to live in that city. You got to give everything you are to him. Nothing else is important to a person who wants to be part of that city and who wants to live in that city. If you don't understand this, then just go for it. And if I'm wrong, wonderful, you made it. If I'm right and you miss it, you'll be sad. You'll dwell on some part of the earth, and that'll be wonderful. Everybody there is going to be wonderful. Now, it shows the whole world looking up and seeing the Father and the Son. Now, this is important. The book of Revelation in chapter 6 shows you the whole world, the evil men and the wicked men and women and the ungodly crowd, the kings, the great potentates, those with 40-year degrees and doctorate degrees, and those with great wealth, you know, the billionaires of the world. It shows them hiding themselves in the rocks of the mountains, and they say with their own words, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Do you hear that? So the world that's left when the rapture takes place will come under such condemnation and such hellishness and such darkness that they will begin to cry out, hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of his Lamb. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When that occurs, you're going to want to be up there and not down here. You're going to want to be up there and not down here. Do you hear me? So you better get ready to be up there and not down here. And he's not coming after lukewarm. He's not coming after backslid. He's not coming out after indifferent. He's not coming after those who've left your first love. The Bible says that plain. Read those seven letters to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3. Take those letters as a warning to you and make sure you don't fit in the category of those who are going to miss the rapture. I love you. I don't want you to miss it. I really don't. I really don't. It shows the whole world looking up and seeing him on the throne. It shows a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Do you hear me? This book of Revelation shows a 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. Let me read that to you. Revelation 20 and 6. Revelation 20 and 6. Give me a moment here. Got to find the right part of the book of Revelation 20 and 6. I really love this. I really do. 20 and 6. I love to study this Bible and dig in it. Just digging through the Bible. It says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death shall have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And shall reign with him 1,000 years. And shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 year is expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. All right, now, 1,000 years is unquestionable. Now, let me tell you something else. I just remembered in the Bible, in this book of Revelation, it shows you the end of the old devil. It shows you the finality of Satan and every demon spirit that is indeed a fallen angel. And it shows you what's going to happen to them. It shows you their judgment. It shows you their finality. It shows you what's coming. It shows you what's going to happen. It really does. Now, friends, I want you to understand, the book of Revelation is so complete. It is a finality of the whole Bible. There's not a doctrine in the Bible, 66 books, that's not in Revelation. It is just that perfect. And it is the last chapter. If somebody wrote you, say your wife, and you love her with all your heart, and before she died, she wrote you her last letter, how often would you read it? You'd read that last letter she wrote you. I go and look over the things, the end of my sweetheart wife, and I'm telling you, you've never had or seen a man weep more over his wife than I have. All I got to do is talk about it, and I start sobbing. I ran through my house last night just weeping and sobbing. Because I missed her so bad. I miss her so bad. But I'm going to finish my course. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop along the way. I'm going forward until it's over. I want her to be proud of me when I see her on that other shore. Woo! What a day. What a day that's going to be, saints. What a day that's going to be, saints. Now, I would like to spend these last 11 minutes with your telephone calls. I've got plenty to say. I didn't read anything in this book. This whole book of Revelation. I've studied the book of Revelation until it's big on my heart and my mind. I know it almost like the back of my hand. And I've still got some to learn. And I'm still digging. And I won't ever quit. As long as I'm on this side of eternity, I'll be digging in that old great book of Revelation. But I want you to dig into it. I want you to get it written on your mind, on your heart. I want you to get full of it. I really do. I want you to get full of it. It'll change your life. It'll make something special out of you. It'll lift you up. It'll make you strong. It'll give you strength for the Lord and for the kingdom. Now, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884. And I'm going to take a moment here. I can go read things out of the book of Revelation. There's all kinds of things I can do, but I want to give this to you. I want to give this to you, okay? I want to give this little time to you. Here's my phone number again. I want to give a little time, these 11 minutes, and I want a number of calls. Tell me about the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation itself. How much you love it. Tell me if you've read my book, The Masterpiece, then come online and tell somebody how good it is and how important it is for them to read it, for them to get it, and for them to dig in to the book of Revelation. So many people, they will start reading the book of Revelation, and it gets technical, and they stop. They get overwhelmed. They just don't want to go forward. And they can't quite handle it. See, that's my book. That's the purpose of my book, is to bring you through those technical parts, to bring you through those moments when you kind of get discouraged about it, to bring you through those times when you're just not sure you're going to read on because you don't understand. And I'm going to help you understand. I'm going to guide you right through it. And you can call this program on Saturday and ask any question you have from this book, okay? So let me hear from you. I'm waiting right now on your calls. Right now. I'm waiting on your calls. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. That's a toll-free number. 1-800-338-7884. Now, your question. What is your question? Someone called and said, who are those who won't dwell in the city of New Jerusalem? And I said, saved people who have not earned the reward of the brideship. See, everything you get in eternity beside eternal life in heaven is by reward. Every man and woman will be rewarded according to their works. Every man and woman will be rewarded according to their works. Do you understand that? The Bible says that so many times. It is in the scripture over and over and over. And if you don't understand that, you will get no reward that you don't earn. And you got to earn being part of the bride. I'm telling you, you got to earn being part of the bride. I don't know all the things that he'll be looking at. He'll look us over from head to toe, top to bottom, hat to heel. He'll look at all of our thoughts, all of our imaginations, how we lived, how we conducted ourselves. He'll look at our prayer life. He'll look at our consecration to the Bible. He'll look at our love for the lost. He'll look at our devotion to the handicapped and to those who've lost loved ones. And to, you know, to he'll look at us all over and reward us according to our works. Now, if you earn it, you get it. If you don't earn it, you don't get it. Understand that. And so, sell out for Jesus. Sell out for the cause of Christ. Sell out for the kingdom of God. I believe my wife is already maybe in dwelling in part of the city of New Jerusalem because she was so devoted. She gave herself for people. She gave herself to help me, to share my burden, for us to labor together and work together. Never was there a splendor between the two of us. 62 years and 91 days, we loved each other like we loved the ground we walked on. And we live together that way. And we labor together that way. And we pastor together 60 full years. Just she and I. 60 full years. And I just think she's going to get a place in that city of New Jerusalem without a doubt. In fact, I don't want to be in it if she's not in it. And that's an honest statement. I don't want to be in it if she's not in it. That's how much I loved her. And she was just that great lady. And I thank God for her. But I want you to be there. I don't want it just for us. I don't want it just for Juanita and I want it for you. I want God's people to have the best that heaven offers. Will you get busy? Will you get busy? Will you get involved? Will you pour out yourself? Will you lay your life on the altar? Now, I got time. I got about 7 minutes. And I want some questions. I don't know why you're not asking them. I've tried to say everything that I know how to say. Hey, I'm going to give everybody who calls us a copy of the introduction in this book. We're going to take the introduction out of the book and copy it and give you a copy of the introduction if you call and ask for the timeline. You'll get the timeline and the introduction to the book. Okay? So call us quickly if you haven't called. We want to give you that timeline. And we want to give you that introduction to this book because we want you to have this book. I really do. I want you to get this book and read it and study it. I want you to send it to your family. I want you to send it to your children. I want your employers to send it to all of your employees. I want pastors to get them for their congregation. We just sent a group to a church out in Iowa where they can have them for their congregation. I love that. Your congregation needs this book. You, Pastor, could take this book and study it on Wednesday night, chapter by chapter. Let your people read it, and then you read it and just kind of teach the highlights of each chapter. You may have to spend two nights on some chapters. That would be great. A Wednesday night Bible study. I would suggest that if you would announce studying this on a Wednesday night, you'll have a bigger crowd than you usually have on Wednesday night. Why don't you try that, Pastor? Why don't you try that? That would be grand. That really would be grand. I want you to get your people in that book, and I want you to grow. I want you to learn the Bible. I want it to become a part of your life. I want you to get richer and sweeter in the grace of the Lord. I want you to be blessed. I really do. I want you to be blessed. I want your life to be sweet and rich and anointed. And I want to answer questions for you. I want to make the Bible real to you. I really do want to make the Bible real to you. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Taylor, in the tribulation time after the church has been called up.
Oh, thank you.
There'll be martyrs that die for the cause of for Jesus Christ. When will they be reunited with Jesus?
Hallelujah. Nothing like being united with Jesus. Would you say that again?
After the church is called up, then you got 7 years of tribulation, that's when the lukewarm Christians and everything, all the lukewarm Christians will be left behind, won't they?
They will, and they'll be raptured if they get on fire in the seventh chapter of Revelation. That's when the tribulation saints are raptured, okay?
Yes, sir.
Reverend Absaw, I messed up my earpiece there. Had to fix it. But in the chapter 7, verse, let me see here. Make sure I get you the right verse. That's when you see a picture of all the tribulation saints who got right with God after the rapture. It says, beginning with verse... after this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude. A great multitude. And he goes on to ask the question, whence came these? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their garments and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That's Revelation 7 and 14. So he identifies these tribulation saints as those who missed the rapture, but made their garments white in the blood of the Lamb. They got right with God.
All right, then. Thank you, Brother Tyler.
Thank you, my dear friend. God bless you. I got time for one more question, and I'd love to answer it for you. I really want you to get this book in your heart and mind. I want you to get so full of it and so anointed with it that you can talk it to other people yourself. You could tell your friends about it. You could tell people that you know about it. I mean, really. And you would, who knows how many lives you could change if you would study the book and begin to teach it to other people. Are you a Sunday school teacher? Well, quit just teaching material that's fed to you from some organization and teach something that may be more relevant and help them to get right with God. So study this book in your Sunday school class. Study this book. Now, some churches wouldn't let you do that, and so you should ask the pastor. I'm not suggesting you be a renegade. I'm just suggesting you get into something that will change their life, okay? And grow in the Lord. It's closer than you think. We're on the verge of Jesus coming, my friend. I mean, we're so close to the coming of the Lord. It is overwhelming. It is overwhelming. Now, I care about you, friend. I love you much. I got to go. I'm preaching in the morning on the difference between a religious person and a blood-washed saint. The difference between a religious person and a blood-washed, born-again saint of God. That's what I'm preaching in the morning. You need to hear that sermon. I really would love for you to hear that sermon. I really would. I think it would change your life. I really think it would change your life. So I hope you'll consider that. Would you? Consider being here in the morning. I will enjoy preaching to you. I love you. Don't miss next week. I don't know yet what we're going to do, but I promise you it'll be enjoyable and it'll be good. I am here to give you the best that heaven's got and to be a blessing.
And my desperate cry rang out with pride.
Let's get right with God.
All I could see was no hope inside. With faith all but gone, that's when I met the one who came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. went far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. Now old Satan had already picked out my grave. His plan had moved forward to put me away. I drifted so far, would anyone care that I'd soon be lost? Oh, I knew my destruction was a matter of time. Oh, but Jesus appeared and said, this one is mine. Now I'm safe from all harm since he walked through the storm. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Yes, he came looking for me. Far, Jesus was near to rescue my soul and calm all my fear. Now I'm safe from all harm since I met the one who came looking for me. And one night while on life's raging sea, it looked as if I would suffer defeat. As the blackness of night closed off the light, and my heart sank with fear. Then my desperate cry rang out with fright, for all I could see was no hope in sight. Oh, with faith all but gone, that's when I